And so we appreciate this. And I just, as a coach that, after a tough loss, it's honorable that he would join us. And so we're going to have him put on the Dick Ketsick Memorial headset. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I wish I was better.
I know, man. I appreciate you coming up on nights like this when, again, little glimmers of some good stuff. You get it to 8-10 there in the first quarter, hit a couple threes, have a couple good sets, and then it sort of falls apart on turnovers again.
Yeah, broken record. It's constant with the turnovers. If we can't protect the ball, we won't be successful or even close to being successful. So that's what I told the guys at the end of the game. You know, we know what it is. At least that's a good thing. We at least know what it is.
That's good.
So we can at least go and work on it. So if we can continue to work on it, get better at it, because every time we've taken care of the ball, we've either won or we've been in the game in the fourth quarter. So hopefully we can continue to do that, and maybe we'll continue to improve, and, yeah, and maybe next week next game will be better.
So curious, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but like, so you have practice tomorrow, which is a little bit of a rarity. You do get a little bit of gym time tomorrow. Is there anything at this point in the season that you can overemphasize in terms of managing turnovers, or at this point in time, it's just experience and play and just doing the things that you do?
I think it's experience and play, but you know, we'll do some things. We have a few drills that we'll do that I have tucked away for a rainy day. And to be honest, one thing that I've also looked at is getting some alumni to come in and play against them. I think our biggest problem is in practice, or our defense anyway, is we're not very ball pressure heavy. No matter how many times we tell them, hey, we are picking up 10 full court. And then as soon as we make it or goes out of bounds, we're all running back. So, you know, it's stuff like that. But if we can do that in practice where we have that wing pressure or the ball pressure where they're in our face, then you come to games like this and it's normal.
Yeah.
It's nothing out of the ordinary. So we'll continue to work that, and we'll work that through our youth program, our junior high program, and hopefully we can get that corrected.
Yeah, I don't mean to put you on the spot with it. It's just it's a pickle because you're like, I'm watching the same thing happen over and over.
Yeah.
And we work on this all the time. But, yeah, mimicking game speed in practice, it almost becomes mental, doesn't it? Like, the kids have to, like, have a mental thing that says, okay, I'm going to practice as if this is game speed, even though this JV player that's doing this isn't as good as the Westwood kid that's going to be.
Yes, yeah. And that's the thing. And I think our shooting woes at times is also the lack of not doing that game speed. Yeah, we can make a set shot, fine. But what
when do you get one of those?
When we get the swing and the guy's holding it hard and we're just like, oh, shoot, and just throwing it up, you know, that's when we struggle on the offensive side too, shooting the ball. So yeah, I think it is a mental thing. I think it's a mental thing. If, we're going to try many different ways to try to get them over the hump and then hopefully keep improving. Like we said, 23rd game is the one that's important, so hopefully we can get better by then.
That's right. And as it shakes out, just so that from my memory, those are that the non-two seeds of the district are all random draw, correct?
This year is seeded.
Oh, really?
District is seeded.
So we got to beat Bark River and get that 5 seed.
So, well, you know, that's the hope. That's the hope, you know, because I don't know how it'll shake out, but the last time I checked, I think Munising was 1, Iron Mountain was 2.
They just flipped by a hundredth of a point. Mountain's win put them ahead by 1, but Munising probably the 2.
Yeah, and then Menominee was 3 last time I checked,
yep.
And so on and so forth. But whoever we play, they're going to know who we are. They're going to see the film, and they're going to put pressure on. So whoever it may be, we need to make sure we take care of the ball.
You betcha, man. Well, I appreciate you coming up. It's tough after losses, man, but keep grinding away and have a good practice tomorrow.
Yeah, we will.
We'll see you on Wednesday. You betcha.